Track 12, What Fuels You? On this track, we will talk about replacing your adrenaline fuel or your fight or flight response with what we will call healthy premium fuel to assist you through your holiday letdown and depression. Today, the most popular drug of choice seems to be adrenaline. Do you agree? Is this true for you? Let me explain. Adrenaline activates the fight or flight response to stressors. This gives you the positive rush when you finish a big project for work or the negative rush when a traffic jam makes you late. This rush comes from adrenaline, and many of us develop bad habits, like consistently juggling too many projects that keep our adrenaline levels high. Adrenaline is not bad in itself, but overused, it keeps us constantly on alert. This high-level activity over time can lead to anxiety, depression, insomnia, and suppressed immune system, which leads to disease. On this track, we will discuss ways in which you can stop fueling yourself on adrenaline and begin to fuel yourself in ways that will make your mind, body, and spirit healthier. Take a moment to examine your life. Do you constantly overcommit yourself personally and professionally? Do you put things off until the last minute? Do you always feel short of time? If so, then you may be fueling your adrenaline habit. Kicking the adrenaline habit is difficult. Our culture promotes a frenzied lifestyle, so it takes practice and patience to slow yourself down. We'll now discuss four simple exercises to help you shift to a lower keyed pace and to help to alleviate some of your holiday letdown and depression if you're feeling a letdown from your adrenaline rush. One simple step is deal with your resistance to arriving early for appointments. Let me repeat that. One simple step is to deal with your resistance to arriving early for appointments. This is an obvious one, but why don't you do it? When you schedule an appointment, give yourself space before and after so you can feel less rushed. For example, if you make an appointment from 10 to 11, block out time between 9:30 and 11:30. If you make this a regular practice, you will notice that giving yourself room to breathe leaves you with more energy. But the problem with this is loss of the adrenaline rush of being late. So truly, what you are dealing with is your addiction to adrenaline and not really this piece of information to arrive at appointments early. To kick your adrenaline habit, analyze your distractions, interruptions, and annoyances. Think over the last 24 hours. Are you constantly interrupted by kids, coworkers, telephone calls, and/or significant others? That's a really good way to feed your adrenaline rush to keep your life on a constant stage of agitation. So if you truly are addicted to adrenaline, you have little motivation to set limits. However, if you are motivated to have some peace and tranquility in your life, you might discuss in your group that is listening to this CD track or write in your journal who and what interrupts you and how you might set a limit with that person. And a previous track talked about saying no. Focus your energy instead of working on several projects at once. Restructure your time. Block out a period for each project and concentrate on one task at a time. You'll find that this not only reduces adrenaline, but improves the quality of your work. Now that we've discussed ways to reduce adrenaline by analyzing your resistance to arriving early, eliminating distractions, and a resistance to restructuring your time, we'll talk about ways to replace adrenaline with more premium fuel for your mind, body, and spirit. The first step is to give your body healthy fuel, and this is a no-brainer. Eating carrots instead of candy is a no-brainer, right? But to make the emotional connection between the food and the comforting it provides is the key. Second, add fun exercise to your daily routine. Exercise also is a no-brainer, so why don't more of us do it? It's because if you're like I am, you view exercise as hard work. Plus, you feel you don't have the time. How about if you took a mental health break by walking out on your porch or breathing the air for a few minutes and looking at the trees? Believe it or not, deep breathing is a form of exercise and creates a needed physical break for your body. So, if you are a firm non-exerciser, take a break. Roll your shoulders back and just breathe. No one needs to know that you're doing this, not even your coworker at the next desk. In addition to eating and exercise, the third is sleep. Do you wake up feeling rested and refreshed? If not, let's find out how you can improve your sleep and take some aggressive steps. Now, what do I mean by aggressive? First, let's talk about the air quality in your bedroom. Would it help for you to install an air purifier? Second, is noise a problem? Would it help to buy one of those white noise devices or something that would bring about a rainfall sound? Third, the atmosphere in your bedroom. Would it help to organize things, pick things up, or if you got really drastic, how about a new coat of paint or a different set of drapes? Fourth, let's talk about what you do right before you go to bed. Watching the news about the latest break-ins may not be the most relaxing thing for you. And finally, take a deep breath. We talked about breathing being a form of exercise. When you take a deep breath, it sends a signal to your entire body to relax. The way you breathe can help you to build premium fuel for your body. Now that we've talked about ways to fuel your body, eating, exercise, sleep, and deep breathing, let's discuss ways to fuel your mind. First, make a wish list. Write 3 items on a 3x5 card or just a normal sheet of paper, and be specific. Do you want to add $1,000 to your savings account? Would you like to find a higher-paying job? Keep this card with you throughout the day and visualize having these things, and be mindful of them as you're doing other things. Next, create a treasure map to your wish list. The treasure map that leads to your wish list is actually a collage of images that reflect your goals. These goals can be material, like a picture of a new car, or can include images of places you'd like to visit. Include goals for your whole life, relationship goals, career goals, fun, health, and so on. Make the collage, which is actually a set of pictures you can cut from magazines or draw yourself, attractive to you. Take a moment to think about images you might add to your treasure map collage. This could be a physical object you could create or scenes you create in your mind. On this track, we have discussed breaking the adrenaline habit by trying to discover the payoffs for you in being late, analyzing your distractions, and reorganizing your time. We also discussed ways to change adrenaline fuel into premium fuel by looking at eating, exercising, and creating a treasure map to your wants. Question 12. What is a way to kick your adrenaline habit? The purpose of this CD is for the client education portion of your individual or group session. This CD has covered such topics as happiness, forgiveness, gifts of the present, pauses between the pearls, your anxious self versus your core self, holiday triggers, confused about confusion, what drains you, yeses and shoulds, the money trap, and what fuels you. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you have chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Please consider us for future continuing education. Other courses we offer are Setting Clear and Ethical Boundaries with Clients, You Made Me Hit You, Interventions with Batterers, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults, Sad is How I Am, Treating Dysthymia in Children and Adults, Ethical and Cultural Issues Arising from the Psychology of Terrorism, and But He's Such a Great Catch, Treating Controlling Relationships. The Healthcare Training Institute offers these and other home study courses. Look forward to talking to you on another CD.